participation. Let's call the session to order, our very first Stormwater Utility meeting of 2020. Usher in the new decade in style. Let's have the call to order. A roll call.
Chair DeSantis?
Present.
Vice Chair Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Hawkinson?
Here.
Commissioner Kufari?
Here.
Commissioner Stinnett?
Here.
Let the record show we have a quorum.
At this time, we'll call to the audience. Any audience member who would like to say something?
Nothing.
All right. Time for the council liaison comments. Councilmember Rodman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As you might guess, I don't really have any comments since I'm wonderfully an expert on all of this. And that's no, I look forward to learning because I don't know, and yet somebody said, what about the Stormwater Utility Commission? I said it's almost the first or the first 1A question at every neighborhood meeting is, what are you going to do about my flooding? What are you going to do about my drainage? What are you going to do about? So it is one of the most important things that we do, and the fact that we have the ability to have the staff that we have, and of course the commission to oversee it is very important, and I look forward to learning even more about it because I have to admit I don't. I just don't know, other than what I've learned through the P&Z things. I was P&Z liaison for the last 3 years, and I was chair of P&Z before that, so that was where my experience anyway was. So it's about time I try to learn something else is important. So I will be here. I will tell you that I have Arizona basketball tickets tonight, so I did say that I would need to leave by 5. So I'm sorry about that. If you see me get up, it will be because I'm driving some folks down to the game.
It's not unusual for us to be finished by 5.
Okay. But thank you very much, and I look forward to anything that that you think I ought to know. Give me a call, give me an email, and I'd love to get together. So thank you.
Director's report.
Good evening. The only thing I wanted to report, something that you normally see on your agenda items, are financials. This month, we didn't have any financials from the updates from our financial group. We were at a 50% capacity. They've had a few changeovers in our finance department. We have had recent hirees. I'm excited. We've got some really good people. But this month, there will be no financials.
That's fine.
Chairman DeSantis, I'd also like to take a few minutes here. We've got some carryover from November's meeting here. I'd like to update you guys on Lambert Lane Phase 2. We are currently under construction. We've awarded that project to KE&G Construction. As I mentioned, they're already underway with an anticipated completion date at the end of March. That is the DEMA grant funded, and we have also received the grant award notification that we did receive those funds. So that project is underway. Also wanted to let you guys know we are doing a stormwater outreach at Wilson K through 8 on January 22nd. So that's part of our outreach procedures that we're undertaking. And lastly, we've also put a request into FEMA to study some floodplains. The La Cholla and Lomas del Oro area, north of Overton, east of La Cholla, we're having FEMA study some of those floodplains, as well as the Rooney Push Mudder's Wash area, which is in the Greenock and Oracle areas. So that request has been sent up, and we'll be tracking that. Thank you.
All right. Anything else? Then let's move to item number 1 on the agenda, review and approval of our November 21st, 2019 meeting minutes.
Chair, before we begin, I was unable to attend the last meeting, so I will not be taking a vote on this item.
When I read these, they are as I remembered.
I concur with that.
I move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. So unanimous except for Commissioner Kufari, who did not vote. We are now at the part where item number two, welcome to Bill Rodman as our new council liaison. Well, welcome. You know, most people who do not come from a stormwater background start with a similar position as you. We had no real idea. We know what stormwater is. We can point to it. We can say that's stormwater over there. But that's about it. But you learn a great deal. I've been on this commission now. This is my fourth year, and I've learned a great deal. And I think it's just absolutely fascinating. I don't think I would have enjoyed any other as much as I've enjoyed this particular commission. I think it really is. It's interesting. For anyone who's listening out there, this is a great opportunity to learn about part of the infrastructure of the town. I mean, it's just terrific. That's my personal, since you came up with something there, I thought. And by the way, I think it's a good idea to, I'll introduce myself. And I think we can all introduce ourselves to you because you haven't really met us. I'm Mike DeSantis. I've been commissioner for a year, but again, I've been on this. This is my fourth year. I don't have a background. I'm a real estate agent right now, but I've had over three decades in corporate finance doing various things, including fraud investigations, which I spent a lot of time doing. So I don't, but I have a technical background. I have a degree in astrophysics. So while Justin has been very kind not to show any of his equations on the board, I'm more than happy to discuss some things at a higher level with him. Perhaps we can go around and introduce ourselves.
I'm Jack Stinnett. I've been a resident for 8 years. This is my second year on the commission. I have a engineering background, but not in civil engineering. And I've been strongly impressed by the talent of the stormwater utility employees. Very small group, very high impact. So it's been enjoyable to come and see what they're accomplishing.
Rich Hawkinson. I've been with stormwater on and off since its inception in Oro Valley in about 2001, and involved in writing the first stormwater plan, worked for the town for a few years till they got a fee in place, then decided to take off and have some fun in Colorado skiing. Came back about 4 years to catch up on what had been going on, and been on the commission again since I got back in 2015.
And I'm Joan Brown. I'm starting my second term on the commission, and started my career with the state of Texas Department of Environmental Quality as a project manager for a statewide surface water project, and so that exposed me to, you know, the Clean Water Act, Section 319, and then also water and wastewater, Section 208, regionalization of wastewater treatment plants. And they run themselves. I mean, it's amazing the amount of work that they do are able to do with, you know, very few staff members. So I also really enjoy this commission.
Joseph Kafari, I'm a certified floodplain manager currently employed by Pima County. So lending that experience over to the Stormwater Commission, getting to know the stormwater staff on a, I guess, personal basis as well as a professional basis has been rewarding. And echoing what Joan says, they're very capable and competent. This is my second year, first term on the commission, and look forward to working on it going forward.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and commission members, for that introduction. If you want to know more about me, we can talk some other time. But my with the town, it has been 4 years on the P&Z and 3 years on the council with about a year in between. So I've been in town for 13 years. I've just always been impressed with the level of staff that we have in the town, and try to figure out, just listen to it and make sure I don't get in their way unless it's necessary, and that's almost never been. So that's it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank
you.
Chairman DeSantis, before we move on, I'd like to introduce some of the staff members, too, for those that are new as well,
sure.
Starting with our recording secretary.
Hi, my name is Urena Hind. I am the recording secretary for the Stormwater Utility Commission. I've been with the town of Oro Valley since 2016, 2 years with the water utility, and the last 2 years with the stormwater utility.
And we'll get to me in just a second, but John Spiker, I'm the new stormwater utility manager for Oro Valley.
And I'm Justin Turner. I'm finishing my third year with the town of Oro Valley as a senior stormwater engineer. I came from a private practice, an engineering firm, a water resources firm, for 34 years. Worked also for the city of Tucson for 6 years or so in as the floodplain engineer for the town. It's been a rewarding 3 years for me to see how far we've been able to advance the programs here. Before the $3.50 increase in fee, we were staffed effectively two people, perhaps three, and now we're up to five. And we've taken those five individuals and have advanced the program substantially. And thank you for the kind words all of you have said, but it's been hard work, and it's been so very rewarding. We can talk in a bit about our audit, but that's just an indication of the success of this program. And I have to thank Amy and Paul for their efforts in getting the additional fee, attracting high quality candidates and keeping them. So it's been an effort by a large group of people, and as I say, it's been very rewarding. Thank you.
Councilmember DeSantis, commissioners, and Councilmember Rodman, I will take all the credit for hiring everyone to my right. It's been a privilege to work for the town, and I honestly do believe we've got the best stormwater crew available out there, and I look forward with the onset of John of much more to come.
Well, that's an excellent segue into item three, which is the introduction of Mr. Spiker, our new utility division manager for Stormwater.
And as I've introduced myself a little bit to you, Chairman and Commissioners, thank you, first of all, for volunteering your time. I sincerely appreciate that. And for those of you that had families and other time constraints outside of a basketball game, sincerely appreciate it. I know it can be a burden, so thank you. I've been working with Pima County prior to Oro Valley for 18 years in a variety of capacities, mostly with the Flood Control District. I've got background in the Federal 404 program, Clean Water Act, MS4, most recently coming off of the $30 million Keno Sports Complex. Why would a Pima County Flood Control engineer be working on a park project? They needed help. I was willing to help. Similar to Oro Valley Stormwater here. We need to get things done. We're going to get them done with your guys' help. So, again, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Item four, discussion of stormwater meetings and events.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, the information package that you were sent listed the upcoming events. All we're showing, as you can see on the screen, are the Flood Control District Advisory Committee meetings and the regular session meetings, include the possible cancellation meetings. We don't have any additional meetings or events that are unusual other than the one mentioned at the outset by John Spiker to my right concerning the school meeting. What was that?
The STEM night, outreach night.
STEM night, and that's going to be next week. So we're prepared for that. Our staff will be there for 4 or so hours.
How are those generally received? I mean, you're talking to kids, I mean, by and large, and their parents. I mean, how are those I mean, how do you do that in such a way as not to overwhelm them with more detail than they can absorb? I mean, how do you handle that for what is a young age, a young audience?
Chairman DeSantis, that's a good question, and I would recommend you spend some time with Mr. Cafari or Commissioner Cafari. He's very experienced in that. As a father of a 5- and 7-year-old at Innovation STEM Academy, I've seen presentations that tend to go over kids' heads. So our staff has actually reached out to the town of Marana. They've got a physical water board demonstrating portions of the water cycle. So a lot of it is hands-on. We're not talking technical astrophysics, but we're trying to give them an appreciation for where does the stormwater go to? Why isn't it important to control the stormwater quality? So we're really trying to take the message down to a simple, easy message to digest, and then hand off some parting gifts, which most kids like, in the hopes that they just remember. We were at a meeting once. We heard about stormwater. We know why it's important to not block a wash or to control the quality of flow out of a certain wash. So it's hard. You try to analyze every meeting you go to, talk about pros and cons of what happened so that you can improve for the next time. But I know Scott and Jane have attended these meetings before, have done these interactions previously at schools. So we feel confident they can connect with the schools and the kids. But it's a constant evolution.
Yeah. Okay.
And I attended the last year's STEM meeting, and it was well received. The school principal and vice principal came up to us, thanked us for our participation. Parents come along with their youngsters, and they all ask questions. The water board that John was describing is a little watershed, and you can put dirt on one part, really soil, and pour water on it, and you can see this dirty water going down. So it emphasizes or reinforces rather the notion that your activity could adversely affect somebody else. And mm-hmm. It's a hands-on. They get to spray water and make rain, and they get put dirt, and then we get to clean it up and do this magic again.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Item 5. Discussion of results of November 13th Town of Oro Valley MS4 audit by ADEQ.
Do you want to give this presentation to Amy, or do you want me to do it?
I can at least start, Commission. Bottom line, I'm not going to keep they did a really nice report here. I think you remember a couple years ago we had our first audit. We had several things we needed to fix. I went through and got my certified stormwater inspection training, and we knew the second audit was going to be coming. I think we've been preparing it since the day we hired Justin, John, Scott, and all the other staff. And this in my 30 years of public service, I could have not experienced a better audit. Very few findings. In fact, I think we fixed them before they even left. Actually, there were no findings. There were suggestions on wording. So the audit went seamless. We even did site audits of 5 different locations, or was it 6? 5 different locations. Our location sites were good. We did La Cholla. We didn't do the EC sites. And I can't tell you more that the audit was very well received. We actually had questions for them, and there was no citations and no findings.
Great.
If I may continue,
we were given 7 days to prepare for the audit. They called by phone saying, we've selected you for...
Is that typical? Did they typically give a short window?
Yes. Usually short. They gave us a phone call, followed up with an email and a proposed agenda for the day-long audit, and then a questionnaire that they wanted us to fill out in advance. The questions related to our stormwater program, just describe our illicit discharge detection elimination system and how we track, discover and track and correct illicit discharges, how we monitor outfalls, how we select them, how we do our mapping. In your report, we've identified all of those major components. And then, as Amy pointed out at the end, they asked for five or six small revisions. One of them, they wanted to know specific departments responsible for certain activities. In our stormwater management program, we simply said it will be done, and they wanted to know more specifically the person or the title of the person who would be responsible for certain things. So there were minor elements. One of the questions is, how many brochures do you hand out every year? And in all due respect to the state staff, that's a crazy question to be asking. We have brochures, we hand them out. I mean, we could say we got rid of a stack, but how many were read? How many were assimilated? Again, we revised the language, so we're now having a clicker, a little pocket clicker, like you have in bus drivers, click how many passengers you have. That's what we're going to do, and that's to answer their question. Again, in respect to their wishes, but they were looking for a metric. But that's just an example of the minor things. They congratulated us on our overall program. They were very complimentary about our ability to identify the stormwater program, the permits, the notice of intent projects, the construction projects are underway, which ones we needed to do our monthly reports. They compliment us on our fact sheet that we would send out to the operators after every visit. We literally were on top of our game, and they recognized it and were quite complimentary. And anyway, a week later, they sent us a letter saying thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Item 6, discussion of the 1920 Town of Oro Valley MS4 compliance schedule. Second quarter report.
Chairman, Commissioners, given to you in your package is a table, the last page. It looks like page 2. It's a spreadsheet that we give you every quarter, and it lists the 31 ongoing and continuous activities, best management practice activities, as well as the 6 items that are done just once a year. It's hard to see the little letter A or B after each of the BMPs on the left. All of our ongoing and continuous are up to date. You can see we have little X's in their appropriate columns. And where there's a blank, that's because that's a once a year and we haven't done it yet. The things that we haven't done that are once a year, we have the Oro Valley Vista newsletter. It looks like it's BMP 1.4. That's scheduled to go out on the first week of July. The BMP 1.5 is outreach events to Oro Valley schools, and that's, as John Spiker pointed out, is next week. That's going to be done. Farther down, BMP 6.1 is annual inspection of municipal operations centers. That will be done in April. It'll show up in the last column later on at 6.1 towards the bottom. And that's it. We have some training that has already taken place, and those have been X'd out. But anyway, we're on top of all of the ongoing and continuous, and we're on track to finish the once a years as well. We already have them scheduled, and we know when we're going to do them. So we'll get back to you in April, or first meeting after the end of March. We'll bring you another update.
Okay.
But so thank you.
Thank you. Item 7, discussion regarding the ongoing 2019 pre-disaster mitigation FEMA grant application status for the Lower Highland Wash.
Chair DeSantis and commissioners, we've recently submitted the application to FEMA for funding for this particular project. That was actually just submitted last week. I'm aware that you guys understand the background on this, so I won't get into that. Attached in the packet, you can see a project location map with some photo point locations on here, kind of giving limits to what the project area would be in conjunction with some of the floodplain limits out here. So please take a look at that. The time outline for the FEMA grant, again, I just mentioned we've submitted that. We will hear if the project is shortlisted in the May timeframe of 2020. If the project is shortlisted, FEMA will send out representatives to go walk the site, take a look at some site conditions, some potential environmental impacts, what they can see culturally, and then they will make a recommendation up to Region 9 to fund this project or not based on that site visit. So we are still moving forward with some work activities as we await that. As the packet said, we've got 65% construction drawings to date with some cost estimates. We will keep producing reports toward that event should the funding become available. But again, we won't know until May if we're shortlisted. Then again this summer if the project is moving forward at the federal level.
And if it is shortlisted and we pass their visual inspection, when would we reasonably expect funding?
The earliest funding would be available is this time next year, January of 2021.
Okay.
We've got 3 years to build upon award date. So, you know, realistically, we would have until January of 2024 to complete the project, which sounds like a lot of time, but federal money requires specific steps be achieved. Again, I mentioned environmentally, culturally, construction techniques, construction payment methods all need to be tracked and documented.
Yeah. Chair DeSantis, just for staff's reference, I was just in a meeting earlier this morning with our Office of Emergency Management. They stated that the Arizona Department of Environment, or AZDEMA, Department of Emergency Management, at the state level is now opening up more of their grants for the local level as well. So that may be something that you guys want to look more into. We don't know the details, the qualification procedures of that, but it may just be something to keep on your radar for more funding like this, but coming from the state level.
Commissioner Cafari, I appreciate that. And we've actually submitted and applied for Lambert Lane Phase 2 under a DEMA grant. So we are aware of that funding source, but thank you for the information.
Okay. Item 8, discussion of the Spring 2020 Stormwater Utility Commission field trip. In the past, we have the only people who went would be basically the commission, the liaison, and members of staff. Typically, those are the people on the little bus. Meeting with Mayor Winfield last year, he suggested that we invite everybody on council to attend as well. So we would like to give some homework to our council member liaison to sort of poll that to see if they would be interested in joining us in April.
Chair DeSantis, can I step in here for a second? If we invite or have more than a quorum of the town council attending that particular field trip, we will have to make that a public meeting, offer that up to the public, and should they want to go, we have to do public transportation to locations that more than likely cannot suit a large number of folks. So I'd recommend that we do not do that, and if town council would like to go visit some areas, we're more than happy at the staff level to achieve that. And we do appreciate your desire to have the town council go learn more about what we do.
Well, it was the mayor's idea, so I thought, hey, that's an interesting idea, but, you know, rules are rules.
Yes,
so.
Especially in Oro Valley, rules are rules.
Yes, okay. The bus isn't big enough for everybody. All right. But in terms of the commission field trip...
I apologize, Chairman. The date of the field trip, as I believe you are aware, April 27th?
Third.
April 23rd.
Yep.
Okay, so we've got that on record.
We got an email about it last week, I think. Sort of a save-the-date email.
Yes.
Hopefully we can have some interest, a nice cross-section of projects again this year as we have in the past. You know, it's nice seeing things that have that were under construction that need to be worked on and things that have just been completed, which was a nice, it's always been a nice way of seeing the various stages of the projects as they go across. And I know that Mr. Turner has been terrific in organizing those things.
And Chair DeSantis, we do hope to talk about this as a future agenda item down the road as well as we determine more sites and firm up that agenda for the field trip.
Okay. And we can firm that up at our next meeting. Give us time. Item 9. 9 and 10 really are related to each other. The elections, item 9, election of the Stormwater Utility Chairman, and election of Stormwater Utility Commission Vice Chairman. So for Chairman, we would like, how about if we take nominations? Not all at once.
I'd like to nominate Joan Brown.
I think that would be an excellent, now I would like to nominate Joan Brown as well.
I would like to nominate Chairman DeSantis.
Okay, we have anybody else? We have...
Or I would like to nominate anyone else, now that you mention it.
I've enjoyed my year. I think that it's an opportunity for somebody else to lead the meetings. You know, like I say, it's an interesting project, an interesting process. No, okay. So let's
Chair DeSantis. I'll step in. Hearing your resignation and Joan's tentativeness, even though I believe both of you would make great chairs, I'm getting glances. I'll nominate myself if that is possible.
Look at that. Hardly any arm twisting. Okay.
Go get her.
So we have. So now we have. Let's see how many people would vote for Chairman Kaffari as chairperson.
I won't look. Please let the record show I'm not looking at them.
All in favor, or do you want more nominations?
No, I'll vote for Chairman.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Well, we don't even have to go any further than that. That's perfect. Congratulations.
I humbly accept, and I'm excited.
Yes, and the humility is palpable. It is palpable. Now, vice chair of commission. Would you, at some point, you know, someone's going to say you move from the vice to the full.
I understand. It's not my year. I will put my name in. Vice chair.
Would anyone else wish to be vice chairman? We nominate
Joan
Brown.
I would second that.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Well, congratulations, vice chairman. You're vice chairman again.
Yes, thank you.
Outstanding. And thank you. And since I'm not officially I guess I'm still chairman for the end
of the meeting. You are until the meeting.
Okay. This is where I hold myself a raise quickly. All right. Item 11, discussion and possible action regarding the cancellation of the February 20th normally scheduled stormwater utility meeting. As we've mentioned, we would let our meeting schedule be agenda driven, and so as not to put too much of a strain on resources of staff. So I would like to suggest that we do cancel the February 20th meeting and have our next meeting in March.
I second that motion.
It's been seconded. No other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Outstanding. Future agenda items. All right. So we pick agenda items, and then you sort them later. You'll figure out. Okay. We'll have the director's report. I think we'll continue with that. In the director's report, do you want to cover financials in the future? Would that be a reasonable place to put it, rather than have a separate agenda item for financials?
Commissioner DeSantis, if we do have something to report, we'll create a report, because we need to allow the public to realize that we're going to be discussing that
okay.
item.
Then how about if we do it that way? What we'll do is we'll leave the director's report, and as needed, the director at the director's discretion can add an agenda item for financials. We'll have the review of the minute meetings. We'll continue that. Let me see here. Discussion of stormwater meetings and events. We don't need to talk about the ADEQ audit, not for another few months, I think. Not until, let's say, April or May. Compliance schedule, we don't need to talk about. We won't need to talk about the mitigation for Highlands. Doesn't sound like anything will come back until May, so why don't we leave that off until we'll just keep a placeholder in the back of our minds for later in the spring to bring that back up again. Are there any other upcoming major projects we should talk about? Again, because we're not having a meeting next month, something that normally you might hit in February, but you wouldn't necessarily want to wait until you put it on for March, because, just anticipating it.
Chair DeSantis, I believe Lambert Lane Phase 2 would be an appropriate agenda okay. item to discuss
yes,
as we're wrapping up and closing in on completion of that project.
Yes, let's put that in there.
Chair DeSantis, Mr. Spiker, would it be worth mentioning at all any updates on the La Cholla road widening project? I know a lot of the infrastructure is already in, but that could be wrapping up with the closure.
Commissioner, what we may do is actually that's not our project, but we could have our engineering group come and give you an update on the La Cholla project.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah,
that'd be very nice. Thank you. And I think that's also good, because the people who are listening to this may be one of the ways that they're finding out what's going on. So even though it may not, we're not just the only audience. Okay. We will talk about the field trip, since in March we'll finalize that. We won't need the elections. And we will put on the agenda a potential cancellation of the April stormwater commission meeting. Are there anything else? Yes, Commissioner Hawkinson.
I've got a question for Mr. Spiker and maybe Mr. Turner. How interested is the stormwater staff in their outreach programs at this point? Is that something that you're looking to promote amongst schools and all, or just doing it as you get questions?
Commissioner Hawkinson, yes, that is something we're interested in promoting. Obviously, a staff of six only has so many resources. We are teaming up, though, with the Water Utility Department in some of their outreach efforts. And obviously, we've already mentioned what staff will be performing next week. But, you know, I've got kids that are going to school in the area here, and I've seen them do outreach events. So there are other opportunities. But unfortunately, again, we only have so many resources to perform those. And we're almost at capacity now for what we're doing. But certainly, we would solicit input from those that are interested in hearing from us or providing other opportunities for that.
I'll finish the rest of the question. Would it be worthwhile for you to put on a little more detailed show and tell for the Stormwater Utility Commission of what it is you're doing and what topics you're interested in, so that the members of the Utility Commission would know, in case we ran into anybody, we would know what you were interested in promoting and could refer them to you?
Yeah, Commissioner Hawkinson, yes, I believe that would be very appropriate. We can kind of give an update on what activities we did do, what the kids or the teachers found of interest, and push that forward toward you guys so that you, as the commission, would have a better understanding of what we are promoting. I think that'd be appropriate.
Mr. Turner.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Hawkinson, we could bring our brochures, our handouts, and we could go through each of those. We'll bring our clicker. Yes, thank you. And we could go through the information that we are trying to promote, the swimming pool discharge, the brochure for automotive garages and how and what they're supposed to do. And we have a handful of others, and we could bring those in, pass them around, talk to all of you about that effort. And next time you're out and about, you see a swimming pool discharge into the street, you can remember what the outreach message was, and you'll know it's perfectly okay in most instances.
As long as it's not salt.
As long as it's got no salt, exactly. So we can certainly do that.
I think that'd be a great idea. So perhaps we can put that as an agenda item. Discussion of the outreach programs.
That's reasonable, yes. Thank you.
If there are no other items, any motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's it. We are out.
Second?
Jack. Mr. Stinnett.